Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that will help you change how you work, not who you are. This is where we talk honestly about thinking clearly, making better decisions, and building a business that actually feels good to run without hustle, hype, or pretending everything's fine. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, optimist, realist, and self-employed since 2011. Here's this week's episode. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Messy Business with me, Libby Langley. I am your professional problem solver and business sorter outer here in your ears to give you a bit more sage advice this week. And today we're going to be talking about work that looks good versus work that gets results. And if you've been here for any length of time whatsoever, you will know that this is not going to be about hustle, because work that gets results is not do more, blah, 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 blah. Hustle harder, come on, woo, bro. It's none of that. It's about being effective in your time, because time's really precious, right? And I don't know about you, but I don't want to spend all my time working. So I don't suppose you do either, even though I bet you do quite a lot of working. So I'm going to maybe hold you to account a little bit here, maybe make you a little bit uncomfortable, and maybe free up an absolute ton of time for you so that you can go and do something more interesting instead. It's funny, when people send me messages about what they're doing when they listen to my podcast, I adore those messages. So do tag me in a social media post or DM me or something. They're brilliant and they just really make me howl. But, you know, it's about efficiency, right? I mean, a lot of people I know listen when they're out walking or driving, but ironing, while you're working, while you're cooking, is a particular favourite of mine, because I like to know what's being cooked, because I love cooking. It's a big hobby of mine. So do send them over to me, because that is work that gets results. Super efficiency. And there's a lot of stuff in business that I would say looks like work. You know, things like posting content, tweaking your website, building new offers, setting things up, reorganizing things. I mean, oh my God, you can spend an entire week doing all of that and you feel like you've worked really hard, but actually you've not really moved your business forward in any meaningful way. And this is what matters, right? It doesn't, how perfect stuff is doesn't matter. How often you do things sort of doesn't matter. It's about whether they work or not. And honestly, I've spent weeks and weeks and weeks tweaking my website over the 15 years I've been in business. I think the last 5 years have probably been the worst, because in terms of time spent on that, because I've been refinding my feet from a very strong start in business and refinding my positioning and stuff. And I rewrote it, I think, at the beginning of 2026, and it's fine. I've not looked at it since. It's fine. In fact, it's probably half decent. But it's just like, actually, if you stop tinkering with stuff and you start sharing a clearer message, that's just going to be much better for you. And the amount of time it frees up is insane. You know, I've spent so much time creating new things and perfecting new things and spending time in Canva, you know, moving things one pixel to the left. And it just doesn't really make any difference. It doesn't. Still, the single best thing for me in terms of getting new work, new clients, new contracts, new opportunities is networking, is getting out there and talking to people. And if you're a service provider, then that's probably the same thing for you. But we are told over and over again that we need to post more and, you know, be more visible. And it's like, yeah, but if you only need, say, 10 clients a year to make a difference to your business, then posting every day on social media, it doesn't feel like the right thing. And I'm not saying don't post on social media, because we all know social media is dead important. But it's about having the balance of what looks good. You've ticked the box. Have you posted on social media today? Yes, I have. the fact that it was utter garbage is never going to achieve anything, and only 2% will see that anyway of the people who follow you, and blah, blah, blah. Nobody ever asks that. But I am asking it today. I am saying it, that it's far better to do stuff that actually gets you results than it is to just do stuff. But what's the point? I mean, you know, you just do stuff to tick boxes when you've got a job. You don't, when you've got your own business, you don't do that. You know, you can fill your day with meetings if you've got a job and, you know, it looks good. You look like you're busy. You look like you're efficient. But have you actually achieved any? Sorry, it looks like you're effective. Have you actually achieved anything? Arguably not so much. But there you go. That's a whole different topic. But so what's the difference between visible work and effective work? Well, quite simply, visible work is the stuff that can be seen, the stuff that you can tick off a list. Like posting on social media is a really good example of that, because it's unlikely you'll just post something on social media. And it's unlikely that that one post on its own is going to actually make any difference. So if you have got into the habit or told yourself that you need to post every day on social media, you need to look at what that brings in, what difference that makes. And the number of followers and the number of impressions or views or whatever doesn't mean shit, to be honest. It's an entirely vanity metric to measure. So unless your social media is actually resulting in conversations, which then may or may not convert into clients or opportunities or collaborations or something, right? Or market research, whatever it is that you need from the conversation. Is it worth the time? Would you be better to do a targeted email campaign? Would you be better to get out there and knock on some doors? Would you be better actually doing something else? Because there's people who have hugely successful businesses that are not visible particularly, but they're earning the money and they're doing the work. And is that not what matters? That's certainly what matters to me. I spent a long time trying to be visible about stuff. And actually, I quite like not being massively visible. Visible. I like the fact that I've got, what are we now, 192 episodes of this podcast out there that you can listen to whenever you like. They're all, it's all evergreen content. Yes, I mean, having done 192 episodes, the early ones, I don't know, perhaps not as good as now. I wasn't as accomplished as I am now. And also my offers have changed over the years, but thankfully the main web domain hasn't. So it's like pick your thing that's going to work for you. And you don't have to be visible. Well, there's multiple. I mean, obviously this podcast is visibility, right? Emails is visibility. But there's different kinds of visibility. And it is really about the effectiveness. So how can you track, or how do you track what's actually coming in and where people are coming from? And yeah, my income, bar a few things that I did, a couple of shorter courses and less expensive programs that I've run, I would say that 75% of my work and my income has come from networking. And networking can be online too, but just, yeah, from getting out there and talking to people. But it's like, have I spent over the years 75%? Sorry, I just moved my shoulder and my neck hurt. Oh my goodness, that's a sign of getting old, isn't it? have I spent 75% of my marketing time in networking or starting conversations? The answer is probably not. I probably spent way too much on social media over the years, but not now. So yeah, haven't really focused on social media for maybe 2 years now. And it's really nice. I love going on social media, particularly like spending time on Threads, but I don't really talk about work. But yeah, so there's also an assortment of looks like business tasks that you might do. Content for the sake of it, which we've talked about, constant tweaking of things. You know, how many times have you rewritten your website or a particular web page or a sales page or something? If you just speak from the heart, that's going to be really good. Yes, you could use AI to perhaps format it better, but always speak from the heart. Always use your words. Always use your tone, your cadence, your structure of things. Don't outsource any of that to AI. And also, it can be a bugger for making you tweak stuff again, because you'll get the if you want me to, I can tell you a way to make this 100 times better. And it's like, well, why didn't you just tell me that in the first place? So, you know, that constant chatter with AI, I would say, is a looks like business task, but arguably isn't all that effective. And organization, it's a lovely procrastination, that, isn't it? Nothing makes me happier than tidying things and having neatness. And I've talked about digital, oh my goodness, digital clutter and digital disorganization before. There's scroll back and find the episode about having a digital declutter. It's just insane. I lose control of my inbox quite regularly. I find it really stressful. But a calming process that I find is like reorganizing my mugs in my cupboard. Hello, I'm autistic. Didn't know if you knew. Or, you know, lining up my trainers and things like that. That just, there's a calmness to that. And you can transpose that into business because you can spend time organizing things that doesn't actually make any difference. Sometimes you're better to just create a folder that's called archive or stuff I no longer need and just drag stuff in there because you can search it, right? And it, rather than spending 3 days in going through it all, which, yes, if you listen to that previous episode about a digital declutter, I do recommend, but it depends if it's if it's effective and it's good work and it's actually going to make a difference, or you're procrastinating something else or just pretending to look busy. Which, like I say, do that if you've got a job. Do that if someone's paying you. Don't do it if you're self-employed, because time is money. Time is money. And also, it's nice to not work all the time because your brain never switches off. So that's still work. You're still thinking about stuff all the time. And I think what we gravitate towards all those things because it feels productive, feels like we're doing something, and feeling like you're doing something is really important to feel like you're moving forward. It's also easier to control, and crucially, it avoids the kind of harder decisions. But what actually will move things forward for you is conversations with real people. They can be online, they can be in person, they can be in passing. Just asking, you know, commenting on someone's LinkedIn post and starting a conversation that way, showing interest in other people is never not productive, never not an effective use of time, because you don't actually know what's going to come out of that conversation. And I'm not saying when people send you a message saying, oh, do you want to have a virtual coffee? It's like, absolutely not. I do not ever want to do that. But if you've had, you know, you started maybe an interesting chat and then you decide to move to second base and have a conversation, brilliant, because that's where this cool stuff happens. That's where this alignment happens. And it's quite old school, right, isn't it? That's how we used to do business. That's how people used to work. But when COVID came, we had to do everything online, and we haven't really gone back to stuff. And there's nothing, all my work is online. 95% of my work is online. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, but it's about treating it as if it's in person, if that makes sense. So giving it the importance of that rather than just filling your time with Zoom calls or Teams calls that aren't actually going to do anything. Something else that is work that gets results is making decisions. And they are sometimes tough to do, because you don't know if it's going to be the right decision. You might be really frightened of what's going to happen, particularly if it's saying no to something or moving away from a client or doing a pivot that you know in your heart you really want to do. But honestly, making those decisions, just making a decision, is going to stop all the headspace that these things take up. I can't bear it. And that's the ADHD. I can't bear endless research about anything. It's like holidays. You know, my husband will do hours of research and look at things, and then he'll present to me like two or three options. And so the same for when we go for a walk, he'll like map out maybe half a dozen and then present the options to me, and I just make the choice, because making the choice for me is like, you've given me the information, I've processed it in a nanosecond because that's how my brain works. Yes, we're doing that. Great, let's move on. I don't have to think about this anymore. Let's just enjoy the thing when it comes. I can't languish in the sort of decision-making process. I find it very, very difficult. And that's not to say that all decisions are right decisions, but at least if you make one small decision and act on it, that's moving forward. And there are hundreds of micro decisions that you make every day. But in your business, you know, there's small businesses, small decisions, sorry, there's big decisions. And half the time, you know what the answer is. And I know that this is what I do with my clients in my business sort outs. It's giving people permission to make the decisions that actually they know that they want to make. But it's only once they've said it to me and we've talked it through that they feel that they've been given the permission to give themselves the permission to make the decision. And then the momentum that comes for that is astonishing. Because it's like, oh, the brakes are off. Yes, good. I just want to do this. I don't have to do that, and that. And it's really liberating and really freeing. But you have to make the decisions, right? Same as you have to fix what's not working. If you are sticky plastering over, papering over the cracks endlessly, it is a nightmare to actually sort any of this stuff out. And take that from someone who's done it from business, and take that from someone who's also done it in their house renovation of removing wallpaper on wallpaper over literal cracks. Yeah, it would have been much easier if it was just all fixed from the start. So you're not uncovering these monstrosities. And the more layers you add onto something, actually, the harder it is to sort out. So it's being brave. It's ripping that plaster off and just being brave and bold and doing what you want to do in the first instance. You know, when it's your business, right? It's your business. Who is to tell you what to do? It's got to be legal. It's got to be ethical. You've got to comply with whatever regulations, right? But who's to tell you the way that you run your business? No one. And to a certain extent, it's the same in a job. And I know I do have people who are employed listening to this. Hello, employed people. It's the same in a role to a certain extent, because if you have an idea that you know will make the business more effective, more profitable, more streamlined, whatever, if you never voice that, you're going to just end up being a bit disgruntled and think, well, this is stupid. And also then you're going to end up adding more busy work on, because it's like, well, if this happened, this would be so much better. But, you know, I haven't said anything. Therefore, I'll just keep spending all day in meetings or doing spreadsheets. And it's just a waste of your time, of everybody's time. And that makes me really sad. Makes me sad when it happens in jobs, but it makes me weep when it happens in your own business, because it's your time. It's your time you're wasting, as I believe a teacher might say. Another thing that actually will move you forward is pricing stuff properly. Is pricing stuff where it should be priced, where it's profitable, where it factors in your time that you're spending on this, where it positions you for the clients that you want to work with. You can be too expensive, you can be too cheap, you can be absolutely spot on for the clients you want to work with. And that's really crucial, because for, a photographer, for example, you could charge £30 for a photo shoot, you could charge £30,000 for a photo shoot. There are clients on every scale of that. And you get to choose. You get to decide where you want to be positioned. And that's the same for almost every business. I mean, if you're funded, if in your role you're funded, you have far less leeway. But you still have opportunity to add additional services in that are commercially costed. Or it's about efficiency of the way that you work, right? If you're funded. So pricing is so sensitive, but not necessarily to the market, which I know is a bit controversial. And maybe I'll do a whole episode on that sometime, because there's still, even in these fluctuating times that a certain Mr. Trump is causing, and the cost of living and blah, 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 all the things that we're battling against every day, right? There's still people who are buying Ferraris. There's still people who will pay for a really good, really caring service rather than buying everything off Temu services. And another way that you can do that or be more is to be more effective, right? It's to simplify the way that you deliver your service. Because if you add more bells and whistles and more this and more that, it's going to be more complicated for you, which takes more headspace and is more cost in terms of time, possibly in terms of systems and all of that too. And you don't necessarily need that, right? You don't necessarily need to do it because people don't necessarily want it. Some examples of that would be things like more and more lead magnets. You know, do you need 23 for every particular issue someone might encounter? Or do you need one, maybe two, or none? I've got rid of all of mine. Mine, if you want to hear from me, if you want information from me, then you sign up to get my emails because my emails are really good. I send generally one a week and that's kind of it. Unless there's something amazing going on, which generally it's just like, here's my thing, do you want to work with me? And this is all tons of useful stuff every week that's going to help you in your business. And that served me pretty well, actually. And it's a lot less stressful because I can say with absolute genuine confidence that they're going to help you. Whereas a lead magnet, there's so many caveats with that. Not to say don't have a lead magnet, but yeah, it's been better for me. It's been more efficient for me. And it's been more effective for me since I stopped kind of trying too hard with it. So go to libbylanglin.com/email if you want to get my emails and sign up. Another thing that we add in is programs you don't necessarily enjoy running. I've done that. Love the people. Don't necessarily love the vehicle. And so you don't have to do that, right? But adding of layers instead of fixing the core is work that looks good. It's not work that gets results. The danger is that you're building something that looks impressive but is inefficient, draining and confusing, especially to you. And if it's confusing and draining and inefficient to you, then God only knows how it's coming across to other people. And that might be why you haven't got as many clients as you want, or you're not making as much profit as you want. All comes back to efficiency and simplicity and profitability, which are three lovely words. So I'd ask you to ask yourself, pretty much on everything you're doing, does this improve how my business actually runs? Or is this appropriate to how I want my business to run? And if you spent 4 days tweaking color palettes in Canva on some Instagram posts, I would say no. It doesn't matter what your business is, I would say no. And yet we've all done it, right? We've all had periods when it's like, what the hell am I doing? So catch yourself. Just be more conscious of what you're doing, right? And I think it's important to say that it might be nice doing stuff like that. You know, a bit of procrastination time is sometimes just really nice. Like, I'm just going to let myself faff about for half an hour or half a day, whatever. If it makes you happy, sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's grounding. But if you're doing too much of that and it's more than 10% of your working week, you need to catch yourself. You need to check yourself and manage yourself, really, right? So I would say, absolutely, stop trying to look like you're running a good business. Because who gives a monkeys? Nobody. Nobody, really. You can make up a load of lies and post it on social media if it's going to make you feel better about how amazing your business is. Whatever. It doesn't matter, right? What matters is the focus that you've got on actually running a business properly for you and knowing, having integrity and, which don't post lies on social media, but you understand the point I was making, you know, and delivering a really good service for your clients and getting paid for it. That's literally the point of a business. Get some clients, find some clients, connect with the clients, get the clients to sign up, get the clients to pay you, deliver the thing that they've paid you for. That's it, right? It's like a 4 or 5 step process. It doesn't need this and 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 this. It doesn't. So this is your permission to just stop all that rubbish and just focus on the bits that you enjoy, that you're good at, that you want to do, and that pay the money. Because, you know, that's really the point of having a business, is that we earn some money doing something that we love with people that we enjoy working with. Okay. Whew. So I don't want to hear anything about how busy you are. I want to hear about what results you've got from the activities you have done today. So feel free to email me or DM me on social media, and you can just send me a list of the things that have been worth doing today. And you can also send me a list of the things that you found yourself doing that have been an utter waste of time. Open for both. Non-judgmental space. And I'll go, yeah, same, because it always resonates. So pep talk for today. There you go. All right. Lots of love. And I'll see you next time on another episode of Messy Business. Ta-ra! Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If this episode made things feel a little clearer, come and tell me. I'm over on Instagram at Libby Langley. Until next time, remember, you can change how you work without needing to change who you are.